Hello, Lori here, welcoming you to another episode of Real English Conversations from BetterAtEnglish.com. In today's episode, Michael and I continue our discussion about the English government's decision to ban junk food ads on television before 9 p.m., when children are likely to be watching. This is the second of a three-part series, so if you missed the first part, you might want to listen to that first. In this episode, we inadvertently end up discussing some differences in British and American English vocabulary. As always, you'll find the full transcript and vocabulary notes on the website, www.betteratenglish.com. Here we go. Do you know what their rationale was? Why children and not just ban them across the board?
I don't know the exact reason, but I assumed it was because of this... This the difficulty that parents have in, you know, the kids going, Mom, I, you know, this. I don't know the exact reason.
Okay, because I would think that, I mean, that's one reason, but another reason could be that it's when you're a child that your basic eating habits and your relationship to food, that a lot of that is formed by the habits you form as a child.
Okay.
And so that's all the more reason to not be making it any harder on kids than it already is develop good, healthy eating habits. And
right. Well, do you remember when, I mean, back when you were at school, I assume that you ate your lunches at school. Did you have school dinners?
Yeah, we had school lunches, we would call them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, school lunches.
But, I mean, what was the food like then? I mean, was it healthy food, or...?
It's hard to say. I think it could have probably been healthier. I know in high school, they always had salads and things, but there was so much junk food, just fried food.
And what did the kids eat? Which did they choose?
You know, the health conscious ones would try to be healthy, but there's a lot of denial and sort of strange rationalization going on when it comes to food. For example, I know that I had girlfriends who would buy for their snack, they would buy this big bag of trail mix, thinking that it's healthy because it's natural. But the thing is that, you know, eating this huge bag of nuts and dried fruit, you know, all that concentrated energy, and there were little bits of chocolate and things as well, that really, unless you're out climbing mountains all day long, which is when you need something like trail mix.
That's why they call it trail mix.
Yeah, you know, you don't need this huge, gigantic pouch of trail mix just to get you through your biology lesson.
Sure, that's right. Right.
But, you know, no, still totally. Rationalizing it, saying that oh, it's, I got this because it's healthy.
Yeah.
Because it's natural.
Well, I thought the school meals thing, let's call them school meals. You call them school lunches and I call them school dinners. Uh-huh. But with the school meals, it's something that when you're a kid at school, I can remember back at school and there would be chips. Or, French fries.
Yeah, fries.
For you. They're always on the menu. Always. Mm. And no matter what myself or my friends would eat, we would always have chips and loads, as many as possible. They were the yummiest thing going.
Yeah.
But there was something, you're familiar, you know who Jamie Oliver is?
Oh, yeah, sure. The Naked Chef.
The TV Naked Chef.
Yeah.
But he was being very outspoken just recently about how really, really bad the choice of food is in schools. And he was trying to bring this to people's attention using his celebrity status. And I don't think this wasn't a money-making thing or anything like that. He was just using his position to make people aware of it and pointing out all these things. So in the light of that, because this was a very recent thing too, in the light of that, it's very interesting that the government has taken this step.
Yeah, I think it's a move in the right direction. I would support a total ban.
Well,
on advertisement, because that's just one reason, you know, one more reason that you might watch TV to get at the good things that TV has to offer is that you know you won't be subjected to all of these advertisements that you don't want to see.
Right. Well, I mean,
advertising things that are bad for you, that hurt you, but that are still so compelling that maybe in your life you're doing everything you can to cut out the junk food, and then you're sitting there, maybe even on a diet if you're someone who's trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
So you're watching TV at night, and the Haagen-Dazs ad comes on with this beautiful images of these gorgeous ice cream creations in front of you. And, I mean, It is really hard. That just puts the idea of food into
your
head.
That's torture. That's torture.
And yeah, horrible torture. That's all for this time. Thanks for listening. We love to hear from you, so if you've got questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free to email us at info@betteratenglish.com. Your continued donations make Better at English possible, so if you are a regular listener who enjoys the show, please consider making a donation. See you next time!